RK101. Talking with Krishna. Conversation with God. Can you have it? And well, I've spoken about it before. I just add some pieces here and there now. Yeah. And I hear some saying, hey, mister, give up this sahaja tendency. Do you think you can speak to God? Just chant Hare Krishna and shut up. But you know, and I keep repeating that what led me to this Krishna consciousness movement and all that, just half a year before, I think it was, a little more, in the summer before, was that I sat down and I spoke to God. I had a conversation with God and I thought the logic was that there's a God. God should be a person like I am and hear me. And if God loves me, which is also logical, kind of included in the definition, then why wouldn't God answer, respond somehow or other? So I did, and I got the response, and I've been continuing that. Little now and then, but then of course you learn, you come to this, can get that training there as brahmacharya, and we learn that from Prabhupada we should just chant Hare Krishna as much as possible. But of course we read the Bhagavatam, which is what we also should do as much as possible, he said. It's just filled with people who speak to God. Prayers. Hardly anyone in the Bhagavatam can do or say anything without first praying to God. By glorifying, just speaking to God. So if you ask me nowadays, I'm soon 70 years old, and I have been following this bhakti path as well as I can, for what is it then? 50 years. And just this morning and more lately, I just get up and I sit here in front of Shri Gandharika Giri there in this, the altar, and in front of Radha and Krishna, I'm going it high. And just start the day basically by asking them, what do you want me to do today? Please guide me. Otherwise I'm lost, and that's a fact. It's a world that is very easy to get lost in, this one. So to me, that is more and more a necessity. And yes, I'm chanting my japa also. So it's not either or. But then I thought, and I'm I'm sure Prabhupada had many conversations with Krishna. What a thing he did. And how lonely he must have felt sometimes. But then not, because when you are, as it seems from the outside, lonely or alone, someone may think you're lonely, but when you're a devotee, it rather becomes an incentive for taking more shelter, more of Krishna, of Bhagavan. More saranagati. That's what it's all about, and when you do, and that sometimes, at least for me, comes in the form of challenges in life. You may lose everything, or you might find yourself completely alone. You might be rejected by people who you thought were friends, or even beloved ones. It's a tough world, but when that happens, you learn this, to see the reality of this world. That yes, here is a dreamy, temporary world controlled by the gunas, the modes of nature, but here is actually Krishna. Dharika Giri, Dharika Gunitai, for me. You see God the way you do, but you get my point. And well, someone can say, what Prabhupada didn't encourage us to sit there and speak to God, didn't he? I think that's what all his teachings were about, to develop our personal relationship to God. Right? Me person, God person, relationship means two persons in a relationship, right? But even so much nicer then, all of us too. Are included in that relationship, those relationships, and that's the beauty of life. You know? That's the living cosmos we're talking about. So, yes, there we come, stumbling into the Hare Krishna temple. Devotees and books and meditations and all this Indian different stuff. Ooh. But I don't know from where the youngsters today come when they stumble in through that door, but we came from wild backgrounds. I think most of us have been through sometimes quite heavy and daring experiments with drugs. Some were hooked on this or that. And similar experiments with sexuality and everything. Because we were the generation, that's the one I grew up in, who rebelled against our parents. It was such a huge generation gap there. And part of that rebellion was, oh, these old Christians, they tell us we're not allowed to do this and this and this. Let's do it all. That kind of thing. So, I mean, for us to sit down and speak to God directly or to Guru in the heart, well, who is God directly? It's a kind of big step, obviously, because what we heard when we spoke, had this inner dialogue, was all kinds of voices that I don't think you can attribute to God. Not necessarily, but we all have our relationship to God. It's there. It's not that you can't have it, but therefore you need a guidance of a guru out here in the world who can represent Paramatma, Gurudev in the heart, Nityananda Baladev. But as we spoke about before, a real guru, Omagyanati Mirandasya and so on, is one who helps us to awaken. Well, that relationship to God would also wake up to get enough freed from the dream so we can actually sit there here and have a conversation with God. And not with our own mental little genius in there. It takes a bit of time. But if you find yourself doing that later in life, such as you're retired, which, by the way, is a time when it's easy to let go of all these entanglements in the material world that tend to draw you into it and fill the minds with all kinds of voices trying to figure things out and whatever. Well, if you find yourself doing that or wanting to do that, or I can even say, you know, why not do that a little bit every day or whenever you feel it like? And me, I mean, it sounds ridiculous maybe to some, but when I'm chanting my japa, and sometimes it's as if Krishna from within there says, hey, stop a little bit, I need to talk to you. And some good idea comes, which I never thought of before. Inspiration. I mean, yes, inspiration exists. We all artists, we know that, and young artists too. That's what we are depending on anyway. So it's nothing super duper mystical and advanced. It's normal life, actually. And I think people of the past, for materialism, came and picked us out of that. They lived like that. Many still do. It's just normal and natural. Speaking to God, seeking some guidance, please help. What can I do for you today? So I'm saying this is normal, it's natural, it's nice. And it's personal, first of all. So we should expect this if you're a beginner on this path of Bhakti Yoga. Yes, follow the sadhana as good as you can. But don't see it as a demand that you have to meet or follow or live up to, otherwise you're not good enough. But the sadhana is there. Not for you to serve it, but for it to serve you, you could say, to help you. To have a... It's like we make up good habits in life. To have good habits in life, I get up this time every morning and I stick to it, just that very thing which I'm trying to drill into the skulls of my sons now. Everything starts there, and then do this, I do that, I do the good things first. And as I said, for me, it's I first now sit down in front of Krishna, listening basically, just being there, and chanting my japa, and then being there with God. But sadhana, yes, and regulative principles and this and that. Studying these books, Prabhupada really emphasized that. Or whatever way that works and is convenient for you and that you feel comfortable with to learn, because this knowledge, this, I'm a Bhagavatam guy, you can hear. But the Gita too, and all these other beautiful books, it's not just about academic studies, it's about associating with God in that literary form, as Prabhupada said. So when we were out on Sankirtan, traveling around in our little vans, living in the youth hostels, in cheap hotel rooms, around the year, spending 9 hours a day on the streets, different towns, trying to sell these books to people. We had to read those books ourselves. And some were not readers, some of us. And we probably didn't sleep enough. So we tended to fall asleep when we tried to read, and therefore some stood up and read out loud. Which is sometimes good for some, because you hear it, it gets into your mind more forcefully, just like the chanting of japa, when you say it out loud, especially in the beginning. It's easier to get it in there and hear it, and because we are so still attached to this physical world, But if something happens there, then yes, then we notice it. But it's the same. It's a beautiful path, a beautiful process. And so on. This is what we're talking about here. And then it will come naturally. But what we should keep in mind from the very beginning is that this is not a ritualistic religion. This is not some cult or institution that you should serve. This Krishna Consciousness Movement is here to serve us, not we to serve it. Serve us to become Krishna conscious. And to make friends with each other. To support each other, because look at the world as it is today. It's a tough place to live in, and many of us, we came to this Krishna conscious moon because we really felt like outsiders. And here, look, here I find people who are like me. But then now they start fighting and competing and gossiping about each other, and criticizing each other, pushing each other down. I mean, that was happening, and I don't know how it is now. I sometimes see things. Maybe I'm a little too sensitive nowadays in my old age, but from I'm saying now, all I'm saying these days is that, yes, I have my, and I had most of my life, it's here behind me, and I have my life now and the future in front of me. And I can see a bright future for all of us. And well, I have my life. And if someone steps in here, which happened to me a couple of times during the past year, comes stepping in and saying, are you good enough? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Why are you doing that? And I just say that that's my private life, and I respect your private life. And how you relate to Krishna, and how much you do this or that, and what you're following and not following, it's between you and Krishna. We have to respect each other's integrity like that. So, yeah. I'm just sharing here my life's experience, you could say, in this Bhakti Yoga for us beginners. And you can share yours. And well, this book, Conversations with God, a guy having a conversation, having conversations with God and sharing them. Well, you can do so too. Better than sharing the gossip and the crap and the false news and all of that. Okay, thanks. Sorry, Krishna.